clearance denials are on the rise among federal employees and contractors. And, of course, if you lose your clearance, your career might be headed the wrong direction. Evan Lesser is the managing director of clearancejobs.com, and he's here to talk about some of the biggest reasons people are losing their clearances. Evan, good to have you on the program again. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. My appreciation.
One of the things that is driving this, and you can tell me if it's the top one or close to the top, is personal debt. People are just opening themselves up by their personal financial situations to danger of losing their clearances. Is that one of the top reasons that people that have clearances already are not getting them back?
It's definitely the top reason. Yeah, you know, more and more people are experiencing either trouble obtaining a clearance or during an existing clearance reinvestigation, having trouble there due to, you know, economic problems. The job market for security cleared people is still really strong, but, you know, the cleared workers don't usually live in a bubble. You know, they have spouses who may be unemployed. They have 401ks, reduced home values, growing debt-to-income ratios. So this kind of stuff is far more common now than it was 3 or 4 years ago.
Why does the government look so badly on people who have debt to the point where they might pull a clearance?
Well, you know, when they look at delinquent debt with regards to security clearances, there's a few factors they take into consideration. The first is what's the cause of the debt? So the cause is usually more important than the actual amount of debt, because it reveals information about that person's reliability or trustworthiness or judgment. So cause of debt is number one. Response to debt is the second, and then the amount of debt is third. But really, looking at the cause is the primary thing that the government will look at. If the debt was caused by irresponsibility or reckless behavior, they know that it's probably likely to continue. And that is definitely something that can cause trouble with someone's clearance. If the cause of the debt was due to kind of factors that are outside of the applicant's control, and they're handling that debt in a fairly reasonable manner, then the significance is definitely reduced.
The one of the examples in this Federal Times article that you're quoted in, but I want to point this out, because when you say reckless spending, I think of things off the top of my head, like if you're a gambler or if you have an addiction issue or something like that. But that's not necessarily the only kinds of things they're looking at. This example in the Federal Times says a Navy officer left his position in the Navy, wanted to keep his clearance to go to work for a contractor. And this story, Sean Riley's story, says the man had also bought a $500,000 home in 2005 with all the financing coming from two adjustable rate mortgages. In 2009, he fell behind in his payments after his income dropped. Now, that happened to a ton of people. By early this year, foreclosure proceedings had begun on one of the mortgages, and he was able to sell the house for only $375,000. Now, that again also happens, is happening, unfortunately, to a lot of people in the economy that we're in. Now, here's where it kind of goes a little south. The man also failed to file state income tax returns for 2 years. Oops, bad idea. Even though he had a clearance for many years, an administrative judge denied his appeal, writing he exercised bad judgment by overextending himself to purchase a home. So that goes beyond what I think some of the traditional definitions of so-called reckless behavior might have been, and it indicates to me that things that are happening to people as what seems part of the normal economic times that we're in might be enough to cause this to happen to somebody on top of whatever financial problems they're having.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's kind of a good point to bring up, is the fact that, you know, the words bankruptcy and credit counseling, they don't appear anywhere in the security clearance adjudicative guidelines. You know, if you look at that particular person's, kind of overall scope of what they've been doing, the failure to file the taxes is really what probably got them into the most trouble. The other thing that may be a factor, not in this person's case, but is a fairly common factor, would be someone that has been speculating on the housing market. So they were caught when the housing bubble burst. You know, they had actually gone out and purchased a number of properties with some type of intention and were simply caught in the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, that type of thing, that type of speculation is definitely different from someone buying a home that makes sense for their income level and then obtaining some type of, you know, salary drop that that caused them to have that extra debt.
Where would you recommend that somebody who has a clearance and wants to make sure they keep it go if they are not sure that they're making the right moves and they just or if they think they are on track, but they just want to make sure because, I mean, you've talked on this program and other programs on Federal News Radio about how critical a security clearance is to somebody's career in the federal market.
Yeah, the most important thing that someone could do if they have delinquent debt at this point is to first make sure that they document everything that they do with regards to trying to settle that debt. Documentation is critical. You really cannot have too much of it. The documentation is necessary because it will actually show an adjudicator that you're being responsible. You're able to show them exactly everything that you've done and when you did it, that it wasn't a last-minute type of thing, but that you had an ongoing a process that you've done to try to reduce the debt. So the main thing would be documenting everything that you do, making sure that you contact your creditors, make sure that you set up some type of payment program. Definitely getting credit counseling is also another good faith type of effort. And meeting at least the minimum payments on debts is really the way to go. You know, the government, even though there's nothing in the adjudicative guidelines that actually talks about bankruptcy, the government will look and try to figure out if you've had a bankruptcy in the past 2 years, then that is almost something that would right off the bat expand an investigation for that person with a clearance. So bankruptcy is not necessarily a sole item that would cause you to lose a clearance, but as far as trying to get yourself back on track, trying to pay off the debt and cataloging everything that you do as far as good faith efforts is what's most critical.
Evan, always great to have you on. I appreciate your insight.